Welcome to the Tech Savvy Educator's first anniversary Grab Bag Podcast. Talking about the websites, the resources, and ideas that I have today, I wanted to take a little bit of time and thank the individuals that have made this website so successful over the past year. When I first started blogging, I had no idea that I would connect with other educators in Virginia, in California, in Australia, in Europe, all parts of the globe. We have educators that read the site every day, that share and discover interesting ideas for educational technology on the forum. I wanted to thank all of you because that's really what I wanted the site to become, a place where people, regardless of location, regardless of age, regardless of experience, could come together and share, take, discuss, collaborate. And while we've been more successful at some of those areas than others, I think what we've achieved in this last year, and I do say we because the bulk of the site is the forum, and even on a lot of the comments, there's a lot of discussion that gets started that I would not be able to do on my own, nor would it be nearly as interesting if I was doing the site completely on my own as well. So special thanks right now to all the members that have been helping out, all the people that have been leaving comments, all the forum members, all the people just out there reading, because hey, maybe you're going to take one of these ideas and give it to somebody else in your classroom or give it to somebody else in your building. And they'll benefit from that regardless of having gone to the site and posted their own comment or their own thoughts. That's exactly what I wanted the site to become, some place where you could participate as much or as little as you would like. Although, I do appreciate those that have taken the time to sign up, and I do encourage everyone else out there that may be listening to this that hasn't signed up, or maybe you have signed up and you haven't started posting to the forum or offering some comments. You know, maybe this summer when you've got a little bit more time, now that school is out and you're not grading papers and taking attendance and making sure that the lunch count is correct every day, maybe take a few minutes and post a few interesting thoughts or ideas or resources that you have. Before I get to it, one more quick thing though. Special thanks to the moderators on the forum for all the work that you do, for making sure that there is fresh content published on there, that there are good ideas, and being able to so quickly answer questions from other educators out there around the nation and around the world. So special thanks to Tom, Todd, Paul, Sean, TJ, and Nicole. Without you, this site would not be what it is. And for that, I thank you. Now on to the goodies for the first anniversary grab bag. The first website that I have up there is the Free Sound Project, specifically the geotag page of that website. For those of you not familiar with the Free Sound Project, it's a really great website. A group of individuals, and anyone is welcome to join, but a group of individuals that is dedicated to providing royalty-free sounds to others on the web. A great resource for students looking for royalty-free or Creative Commons licensed sounds, basically sounds, music, any sort of sound effects that they could use in their presentations, and you don't have to worry about using something that might be copyrighted. But this particular page they have allows you to geotag where the sounds are coming from. So using a Google Earth map here, you can see where all of the sounds that have come in so far are from, and they give you an example of a short little clip of the sound. They give you a short description, who the author is, and if you want, you can go ahead, zoom in further, and it's really amazing to see where some of these sounds come from. Even if you don't want to use it with your students as free sounds or free examples that you can use in your PowerPoint presentations or other presentations, it's just a really neat way, especially for culture or social studies classes, to be able to see what's going on and what other people in the world are doing. It's pretty surprising where some of these sounds come from. The next website that I've got is the Amusement Park Physics. This is a fun site that I had a chance to look at but not really blog about. I used it briefly with my class. They really enjoyed talking about roller coasters, bumper cars, carousels, obviously, and the physics that went behind them. They didn't get too into the site, which is one of the reasons I probably didn't blog about it, because after talking about it, they did give a short little activity where you could actually design your own roller coaster, your own carousel, which they were really excited about. Unfortunately, it wasn't so much design your own roller coaster and then ride down it or see it in 3D, which is what I think they thought we were going to be doing. But it's just a nice way, at least I thought, you click through and you decide how do you want, for example, on a roller coaster, how do you want the first hill to begin? What do you want the next hill to look like? What do you want the loop to look like? And when you're all done, it shows you as a static image what the shape of your ride looks like and tells you, is it going to be successful? Is it going to be unsuccessful? Is it unsafe? And then where you need to go back and fix it. I enjoyed that. Students were a little disappointed that it wasn't a little more engaging, but it's still something worth checking out. The teacherlaptop.org site is a really simple site, and it's exactly what it says. It's a website that provides links to special promotional and discounted offers for laptops and other electronics computer equipment to teachers. I'm not sure if they change the vendors from time to time. They have links to Dell and Toshiba up right now. I'll have to take a look this summer and see if they do have other vendors. But if you're in the market for a new laptop or speakers or a digital camera, it's worth checking out and seeing what sort of benefits they have for teachers there. The next site is the BugScope site, which looks like a really great site. And I wish I had found it earlier in the year when we were talking about microscopes and looking at specimens and items that we had pulled actually out of our pond behind the school in the microscopes. But this is a really great site for interactivity because you, as a classroom, get to work with a group of scientists and remotely operate a scanning electron microscope to look at bugs and other insects under very high magnification. They give a listing on the site of a schedule of what times and what dates the microscope will be being used and what school district the students are from, what classroom. So if you want to go, and even if you don't want to sign up for a time, when you get to manipulate the microscope with your class, you can watch another class manipulating it and take a look at the images that they're looking at. The next site, the World Mapper site, I haven't thought of a way to use this site yet, but I know it's going to play some important role next year because there are just too many cool little maps on this site. Basically, it takes the typical world map and then it redraws the boundaries of territories and countries based on a whole lot of different subjects of interest and demographics. If you want to take a look at what the countries of the world would look like based on toy exports or toy imports. Maybe you're talking about economics, and you could see that Asia has an overwhelming dominance on the world when it comes to toy exports. And when you look at the map of toy imports, you see that Asia and Africa actually become very, very skinny, tiny continents, and Europe and the U.S. actually balloon as they are the largest toy importers. But there are lots of other demographics here: birth rates, death rates, literacy rates, tourism, population, all sorts of great sites that would work in a variety of different classrooms. Another site here, blurb.com. It's got a funny name, but it's actually a really great idea. You can create your own book with this site. Now, that's obviously nothing new to elementary educators out there. However, how cool would it be if your kids are blogging or creating something on the computer, taking digital photographs, to take all of those digital photographs, to take the blog entries, or maybe just the stories they've written on the computer? You download this free software from Blurb, you take all those photos and entries, and you put them into the program, and you can create your own professional-looking book. That's where the money part comes in. Obviously, the software is free, but then you can order the book for a fee, depending on how many pages and how many images you have, and you can have your own professionally made book for the classroom. This would be great not only for student publishing, but it would also be great if you're trying to create community awareness for an issue at school, or if you would just like to reach out to the community. I think that would be a fantastic project. The last website I'm going to talk about, and I know that these haven't been necessarily in order, is the Bubbler website, which is actually a really fun comic creation website that would be good for a number of different subjects, social studies, science, language arts, math, anything. But this site actually uses images from Flickr to create the comics. So when I go to the site and it lets me search by images, by tag, or by user. If I search for the tag of cars, it gives me a lot of images that have the car tag. And I can take an image of one of these cars or trucks or whatever the image happens to be of and drag it down into the comic box. And then I can go ahead and add bubbles. So this would be really great for dialogue between individuals. If you wanted to anthropomorphize, well, cars, and I've got that stuck in my head just because I keep seeing advertisements for the movie this summer, but you could anthropomorphize almost everything. You could create a comic from one classroom, and you could publish it to the web, have another classroom, maybe across the city, across the state, across the country. Another classroom could view this comic, and then they could create their own comic in response. So this might be a really great way, a fun way to have digital pen pals in your classroom. I hope that you take a look at a couple of these sites, and I hope that some of them are useful to you. If not, I'm going to keep blogging, and the moderators keep coming up with wonderful things on the forum. But feel free to share these sites with your colleagues, with your school, with your district tech trainer, if you are fortunate enough to have somebody in that position at your school district. That just about does it for the first anniversary Grab Bag podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to your comments. Bye.